sweetest friend, Bishir should be a special schus. Leinishmas, Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg was nifter today, unfortunately. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Avav tells us that bitsua, in other words, when you make a pshara between Baalei Din, it has to be with three people, with three judges. That's Reb Meir, Chomsei Pshara B'Yachit. And Reb Meir holds, as we see in the Gemara, Makshin and Pshara L'Din. We have a hekesh between Pshara and Din. Since Din, when you make a Din B'Shlosha, so too when you make a Pshara, when you make a Pshara between two parties, you also need three people. So, says Tosfos, Vafagav de Makshinan, Pshara Ladin, Lav the Choldover Makshinan. Even though we do have a Hekesh here between Pshara and Din, between strict judgment and when you make a Pshara, nevertheless, it's not for everything. This Pshara, this Hekesh, doesn't go all around. So yes, when the two sides make a compromise, a Pshara, you need three people. We have a Hekesh, Pshara Ladin, but it's not the whole Mili. For example, Dibedin Azlin and Basaruba, Mishnaimurm Zakai Vecharom Rechayev Oibcha. So when it comes to strict judgment, you go after the Rov. But when it comes to Pshara, you don't go after the Rov. You need all three. When you make a compromise, you need all three Dayanim to agree to this compromise. And Tosis brings a Raya from Maseches Avodah Zarah. Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. There it says that if somebody says to his friend, I'm going to sell you this object, Kedeshaimi Beit Tla says, three people assess the value of this object. Afilu Tshrei Migo Tlasa, even if two out of three say that it's worth a certain amount, Kidamri Beit Tlasa, Adamri Beit Tlasa. So if two out of three say it's worth a certain amount and the third guy is Cholek, in such a case, he said Kidashami Beit Tlasa. So that would mean Afilu Tshrei Migo Tlasa, two out of three are enough. That Lashon of Kiddushaymi Beit Tlasa, based on the assessment of three people, so two out of three is enough. So there you can go after the Rov. Kida'amri Beit Tlasa, Adamri Beit Tlasa. But like three people say, not Kiddushaymi Beit Tlasa, Kiddushaymi Beit Tlasa. As three people say, what did he mean by that? He meant all three. So to Pshara is all three. It's not enough that you have two out of three. Ad kan midivrei Tosfos. And this Tosfos is sasum v'chasum b'faneinu. It's very hard to understand this Tosfos. Why don't we go after the Rov and Pshara? Why Taka do you need three? We also have to understand, why is Pshara different than other Piskei Din? You go after the Rov there. So why don't you go after the Rov here? If Rov is good elsewhere, why isn't Rov good here? And what's the Raya from Maseches Avodah Zarah? Shuma assessing the value of an object, what does that have to do with our case, with Pshara? My Kesher. So, Rav Soloveitchik in his Shiurim dealt with this at length, and he said as follows, that you could explain that pshar is different than a regular psak that's paskin by the Beis Din, because pshar is not a psak, just a maisa Beis Din of making a pshar and a hesken between the tzadim. That you don't go after the rov if you need a maisa Beis Din. Beis Din shel geiris, you don't go after the rov, you need the whole Beis Din. The maisa Beis Din, so too by pshara, it's a stam maisa Beis Din without a hara and a psak, so you have to have all three. It's not a psak, psak is a rov. But if you need a maisa Beis Din, you need all three. However, achara, this is not the correct perish, because pshara is not just an agreement between the two sides, this compromise, that each side is willing to compromise and listen to the pshar of the Beis Din. But rather it's a horah, it's a psak from the Beis Din, as Torah's psak. Charetz muchach, that a pshar is begedah horah from the Gemara later on, that we make a hekesh between pshar and din. Ma din biyachid, af pshar nami biyachid. So if pshar is just a maisa Beis Din without a horah, how can we equate it to a din? According to one Tana, a din is biyachit. Tosis the hey amid beis din rasul shnayim shadanu. They say that the Gemara means one person. There's an opinion that just like one person can be done a din, so to pshara can be with one. So if pshara is a maisa Beis Din, to make a heskin bein shnei atzadim without a hora, how can you equate it to a din that's enough with one person? A din shel hora is enough with one person, but a maisa Beis Din always requires three. So how can you learn pshara, which is a maisa Beis Din, from a psak? One person's a psak, a maisa Beis Din is a minimum of three. So what's the whole limur over there? You have to equate it to something where you need three, where there's a maisa Beis Din, like geiris, where it says mishpat, you need three. Because it's hukash l'gzeilus v'chabolos, because you need a maisa Beis Din of harsha, in addition to the hara. So to geiris, right, when you have gzeilus and chabolos, there's a harsha, and making him a rasha in addition to psak din. So by geiris also, it's a maisa Beis Din, therefore Geiris is hukash l'gzeiris gzeilus v'chabolos. So don't tell me that pshara is a maisa Beis Din. You couldn't equate it to din, that din is enough with one, because if pshara is a maisa Beis Din, there's no such thing as a din with as a maisa Beis Din with one person. One can paskin, but one can't do a maisa Beis Din. Maisa Beis Din is a minimum of three, like we see by geiris, gzeilus and chabolos. So vadei muchach, that pshara is not just a maisa Beis Din of making agreement between the two sides, but rather it's a psak, it's a hora, even though it's not a psak of din Torah. Nevertheless, it's begetter psak of a hora shel efnim ishira sadin. And therefore we say that we make a hekesh between pshara and din. Din is one, it's a psak. So to pshara is one, it's a psak. But however many you need for pshara, Ramirez says you need three, but that's because it's a psak. You need a psak Beis Din, not a maisa Beis Din. Also according to Rav Ashi, we say pshara doesn't require kinyan. If you say pshara is a maisa Beis Din, and the agreement between the two sides to listen to the what the Dayanim say, l'chora, there has to be a kinyan. It's hischaivus to listen to the Dayanim. How come no kinyan? And also, what's the raya from the case of the Shuma? You require all three. Just say, every Maisa Beis Din requires three. Also on Tavav Amid Beis, it says Mitzvah Livtzoa Shenemar Emesu Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'areichem. So it's Muchach that Pshara is a Mishpat of Emes and Shalom. In other words, a Hara of Lefnim Ashir HaSadin. emes and it's shalom. Shalom, it's lefnim shiras hadin, but it's emes. It's a hara. So based on everything we said, pshara is really a psak, it's a hara. It's a decision of the courts, it's not just an act of the courts. And if the Zaman Dharma doesn't require a kinyan, you always have to listen to the psak and the hara. So if it's a psak, then why don't we go after the rov? Rov would be good for us, huh? Let's do rov. Let's do the rov thing. So b'derech acheres suggested Arav Soloveitchik. We can explain Das HaTosfos that even though Pshara is a Psak and Hara, nevertheless, Das Balei Adin Vadei Boinan, she has Skimu, you need the Das Balei Din, that they have to agree to make the Pshara. And the Dayanim can only make the Pshara if the Balei Din agree to it. So we can say that we understand that included in that Skimu's Balei Din is only Makabal the Pshara if all the Dayanim say one day. Otherwise, they don't agree. But if that's true, if they're agreeing to the to whatever the Beis Din says, so it should make sense that they're agreeing to follow the rov. In other words, they're saying that we want to be done al pi klolam acherim al pi lufnim mishur esadin, but we're not changing the basic standards, which is that we go after the rov. Basic regulations that we go after rov. So again, we're stuck. What's this whole pshara that you need all three? Very difficult. So it seems as follows that be'emes pshara is also a type of psak. And the fact that we see that it's enough with one person. And even though pshara is a run of psak, nevertheless, we don't go after the rov. And the explanation is that there are two types of hara. One is hara that's mevarer what the halacha is. At first you discuss it, the dayanim talk about the halacha, they come to a maskana, and then they paskin what the halacha, the abstract halacha, will be that's applicable here. And then with such a hara, machrin al pi rov, b'dika chiluke deos v'sveikas, Sharov Mavaris is fake. So when you have a hora, you decide al pi rov if they're chiluke deus, if they're svekas, and the rov is Mavaris svekas. Or is another type of hora, and that's a hora that's not Mavaris the din at all. It doesn't relate to what the halacha is, lenetzach nitzachim. It's just a hora that establishes how to act now. Not saying what the deciding what the abstract halacha is and then deciding it lamaisa. No, it's not mevara the din at all. It just kovea what to do. It tells the balei dinim what to do. But it's not a hora mufshetes. It's not this abstract psak. It's not a halacha ledoros. No, no, no. All it is telling them how to act in these circumstances. That's all it is. The mashal, somebody has to swear to another guy that he doesn't know 100 slime. And the dayan establishes that a pshara that's roi is that he shouldn't swear and he should pay 25 slime. In other instances, maybe the dayan will say that instead of swearing, he'll give him 50 slime. Because I call a few rows and they are dying. Dying decides, and that's the end of the pshara. Not a beir halacha ledoros. It's just a harasha. And therefore, we don't find that there are piskei psharas lahalacha and the shas and the rambam and the shulchan aruch. even though we have lots of cases in the Gemara and Cheskes Habatim where there were Chachamim try to figure out here how to make some sort of pshara between the parties, but Halacha L'maisa L'doros, we don't have psharas. Because you're not mevar anything. It's not an absolute fact. Psharas, what's going to work? What's pragmatic? What's the pragmatic solution in this case? So according to this, we can say, that's why Tosa says, you don't go after the rov in pshara. Because rov is a mevarer. The chalukei deis, the rov is mevarer. The rov clarifies what the halacha is. But here by pshara, you're not mevarer at all. And the mele, it's not shayich to go after the rov. And that's what Tosa's proof in the sugya of Shuma. He said, Kiddushaymi, in other words, they should assess the value of the object, which is a darva baro muchlat. We go after the rov. But if he says, Kiddamri, he's not saying they should assess the value of the object to be mevar, the shavius, the true absolute value of the object. They should just be kovea, the schum al piriya seinem v'sichlam. They should establish the sum based on their eyes and their seichel. Not an absolute. So you don't have to be mevar anything, you just need their opinion. What should be? So you don't go after the rov, because rov is when you're mevar. But not in a case where you're not mevar, you're just, what do you think? How do you feel about this? Not an absolute psak. That's kidamri. That's echrei adas. That's how you're inclined to think. Therefore, you can't go after the rov. And so too, a pshara is echrei adas. You don't go after the rov. It's not a beirur. That's really the explanation. So, Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shiur, we will hopefully continue our discussion of Pshara, I am hoping, and we will see more in the philosophy of Torah Hashem B'li Neder. Shalom.